And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your information flow. And I'm not doing this solo today. I've actually asked a fellow Lifestyles Unlimited member to join me. Now, you've heard her voice before in the past. Now, if you're new to the show, it's been a while since Robin has been on. But that's okay. There's been a lot of cool things that have happened since the time she was on last and now. But more importantly, what Robin and I are going to do is we're going to get into a conversation. We're going to talk a little bit about the past. Now, if you're like Robin, if you're like me, you have something called a past. Now, you may be totally happy with your past. You may be ashamed of your past. You may be somewhere in between. But we all know you've got a past. I've got a past. She's got a past. We all have a past. And here's the thing about the past. The past impacts us in the present. It does. See, we learn things earlier in life, things that were told to us in confidence, things that were told to us out of love, things that were told to us about how the future could be if we just did things a certain way. Now, for Robin and I, we heard the same message. Now, we didn't grow up down the street from each other. As a matter of fact, I didn't meet Robin until I became a Lifestyles Unlimited member back in 2017 when she became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. And ironically, I didn't even meet her in 2017. It was years later when our paths actually crossed. Yet, we heard the same message. We heard that the path to success was to do well in school, to get good grades, and with those good grades, either go into the workforce or go into college, try the college route. And if we could figure out the college route, that was the route we were supposed to take, because that was the route that was supposed to give us better pay, better opportunities than the route of just, you know, doing well in high school and going into the workforce. At least that's what we were told. So we did that. Now, you're probably going, so what's the big deal here, Al? I mean, you're thinking you probably did the same thing. Here's the problem. That information from the past doesn't reflect what Robin and I have done in the present and the not too distant past to totally take all of that advice and kind of just turn it on its end. Robin is a very, very interesting woman. And she, like me, like just about every other Lifestyles Unlimited member out there, had a retirement problem. So let's do this. Let's bring Robin on the show. Let's ask her if she did what I said she did. And then more importantly, let's get into a conversation about the past. Because if we go into the past, we may be able to resolve some things in the current times for you. Hey, Robin, welcome back. How you doing?
Hi, Al. You're too kind. Such a great intro.
Oh, did I embellish any of that? Is any of that correct?
Well, I am all those things and then more.
Okay. Then I didn't embellish enough. Shame on me. I will do better
next time.
I have you on.
No, spot on. You know?
Spot on.
Spot on. Work, and save, and get that education, and get a good job. And yeah, I did all those things. But then one day, life has a change or a plan that's different than what maybe you planned, and the rug gets ripped out from under you.
Yeah, and sometimes that landing isn't so soft, is it?
True story. Yep.
So did you go to college?
I did.
Where did you go to college?
I went to the University of Alaska Anchorage, and I got
a dual
bachelor's degree there when I was stationed in the Air Force there at Elmendorf, and then when I transferred down to Arizona, I went to Troy University. It used to be Troy State University, and that's where I got my master's degree.
Okay, so you got all the credentials. You did exactly what the military told you to do, which was, hey, if you don't have a degree, we've got all these programs that will help you get a degree. As a matter of fact, you can serve on active duty and then spend all of your free time going to school at night. And you did that, didn't you?
Well, not all of it, but yeah, a lot. Good news for me, I was in computers in the Air Force, so I could be deployed like I was, probably like you, like deployed to foreign lands 3 months at a time, 4 months at a time. So I could still do my homework and email my professor before email was a popular thing for everyday Americans, right? I could still do that.
Yeah, I did my master's degree while I was serving on active duty, and I went through the University of Phoenix program because back in that time period, we were doing something called 4-10s. We'd work literally Tuesday through Friday. We had Mondays off. So Monday was my school day. And I spent all day doing all my homework, all my reading, and then I spent the afternoon writing my paper, and then I'd go to class, and yeah, I mean, that was my Monday. And it was a challenge, but I got the degree, and you got the degree too, right?
Yeah, mine was more, I didn't have that little flex schedule. I still worked Monday through Friday, and then I spent my weekends at the university. Like I remember at least one semester where it was noon to five both days. So you spent your whole weekend sitting in college classes.
So let me switch gears on you. So 2017, do you recall what was going on in your life in 2017 and why that was a pivotal year for you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, my hair is on fire, work, travel every week out to Washington, D.C. A friend introduced us to lifestyles, and as fate would have it, in 2017, I actually went to that free workshop on my birthday in March. Went
really?
To it. Yeah. And then, you know, my husband wants to go out to dinner and do all this stuff. I said, you know what? I really just want to go to this on my birthday. So we did. He was kind of upset at me, but not anymore. He doesn't really ever get upset. But, and then it was not until May till we could actually go to the 2 day just because of my work travel schedule. And then we joined. We joined Lifestyles at the preferred level. So that was my 2017. Yeah.
Okay. So was Eric on board with all of this, or was he a little skeptical? Were you a little skeptical? I mean, you know, I remember hearing about Lifestyles Unlimited on the radio, and what I kind of noticed was they were talking about stuff that was like real life and real term and real relevant, and I thought it was important information that nobody else was talking about. So I took a chance and I went to that free workshop, not the same one you went to, but I went to a free workshop myself. And I went in there a little, I had a little chip on my shoulder. How about you?
I don't think I had a chip on my shoulder. I knew there was a better way. We owned some single family homes. And when we went, you know, to that, I was thinking, this is what we've been looking for. This is it. Real people, real success, real answers, a real roadmap. How do we get to that financial independence? And it just said everything. You know, I heard everything I had been looking for.
You know, I heard the exact same message, but I still had a little chip on my shoulder because, and here's why. Like you, I owned real estate too, and I wasn't doing very well with it. So I was thinking, what are these guys going to tell me about real estate that I don't already know? And more importantly, aren't they just trying to get in my wallet? Because I think that's really what they're trying to do. Mm-hmm. So I had a little bit of an attitude when I went to the free workshop. Ironically, as I sat in the audience trying to blow holes in all the information that was being presented, I couldn't do it. I mean, that was my experience. How was your, what was your takeaway from the free workshop?
Well, I thought I was, I will say, average intelligence about real estate because we had properties and we were doing okay. But we did everything wrong, like paying cash for properties and, you know, we didn't really lease them correctly, didn't manage them correct. I mean, all those horror stories, we'll say. But it just resonated with us that there's a better way to do it, and this is it. And it's like, wait a minute, you have my attention. I can make more money. Oh, yeah, I did that. Oh, I shouldn't have done that. Oh, you know, so for me, it was more like, this is the information I'd been looking for, and these are the right answers. And I knew it was right because everybody was doing it within Lifestyles, and they were successful. So I knew there had to be a better way than what we were doing.
So you went to the free workshop and you became a member right there and then?
No, we did. We paid to go to a 2-day.
The 2-day, as Robin described it, is really a 16-hour course of instruction that is led by a fellow Lifestyles Unlimited member who has gone before us, who has taken the information that's about ready to be presented to us, and they've put it into action so much so that they've gone from maybe zero to hero. In other words, they've gone from where they were starting as a Lifestyles Unlimited member to multimillionaire status. They've got experience with single family, multifamily. They've kind of done a little bit of everything that we do in Lifestyles Unlimited, but they specialized in one particular realm of what we do. And they are so in love with the organization that they give back their time to teach that 16-hour class. How did I do? Did I do a good job of explaining that?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So let me take it one step further. Day one was focused on single family homes. All right, well, we had owned some single family homes. We bought them wrong. I mean, everything. We paid cash. I mean, we did everything wrong. So that first day, my head was, oh my God, we can do this single family. This is, you know, looking back at what we did, we can do it differently going forward. But then day two was multifamily. And we were like, wait a minute, we can own so much more and get returns that are so much greater. So that is what sold it for us.
Yeah. And we don't have to be a faceless corporate entity to do it, right?
Correct.
We can be
Correct.
Ourselves. We can own real Correct. Estate, multifamily Correct. Real estate. It's yeah. just, it's a mind blower, isn't it?
And we know where our money's going. We have a real physical asset. We know who the people are managing it, can look them in the eye. You can pick up the phone and call them or text them or email them. Way, way different than anything I had imagined it would be like.
Yeah. So when you get through with that 16-hour class, yeah, I mean, you basically have all the tools that you need at your fingertips, and then you just got to figure out which direction to go, right?
Right. Correct.
So what path did you and Eric take?
We immediately signed up at the preferred level, multifamilies. You know, if you got the money,
you just went for it.
And yep, you need to, you know, you need to go where, you know, everybody starts at a different place, right? And for us, that made the most sense.
Yeah, you know, I gotta echo what you just said, Robin, because I did the exact same thing. Once I wrapped my head around all the concepts that were being shared with me, man, I had to get out of my own way. I did the same thing. I'm going to share with you some interesting information about Robin. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
Working hard but still falling behind? Learn how real estate investing can help you build income and move forward with purpose. Text RADIO to 88007. That's RADIO to 88007. Presented by Lifestyles Unlimited.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your information flow. And I'm not doing it solo today. I've asked Robin to join me. Now, Robin has been a member of Lifestyles Unlimited for almost as long as I've been a member. I think, Robin, maybe we've got 5 months of membership time that separate us. And I think that's a really insignificant fact, because at the end of the day, you and I had a retirement problem. We recognized it. We checked out Lifestyles Unlimited to see if they could help us solve it. Lifestyles Unlimited basically told us, yeah, we can help you with that, but you got to become a member. You got to take some education. You got to get your head right with what we're about ready to teach you. And then when you get all that stuff done, we're going to turn you loose and we're going to help you achieve that retirement goal that you set for yourself. I mean, that's the way I took it. Was your path a little different?
No, that was exactly spot on. Spot on. I mean, just you got to take action and you got to have a plan. And Lifestyles helps marry up your life plan with your financial goals, and everybody's is different. And so you just have to then have the courage to take that, take the next step. And you got to pay to play. You're right. Nothing's free. It's not a get rich quick. You know, you got to have a methodical approach, and Lifestyles provided that roadmap.
You met with a mentor, did you not?
I did.
Why did you do that?
Because you don't know what you don't know until
oh,
you know.
Oh, yeah.
It's that. I mean, I met with the operations consultant at the time and a mentor and said, okay, Robin, you and Eric, how much money you guys have to start? Oh, that's like, you're asking me about my finances? I was
Yeah, like personal like, stuff. What's
yeah,
up with that?
Like, I don't really know if I want to talk about my finances, but then I realized the culture is everybody shares all that.
Oh, yeah. Diarrhea of the mouth when it comes to that, huh?
Yeah. And so it was like, oh, yeah, you guys are definitely, you want to be at the preferred level. I know that was your decision anyway, but yeah. And this is why. And then they start talking about the numbers. And when you do your own financial plan, you know, things that Dell talks about, like what's your net worth and what's your return on passive income, all those concepts were like foreign to us, but not anymore. Now it's like, oh, cool. I get it now.
You had some single family, you had some raw land. I mean, you had some assets in your portfolio that weren't doing a lot for you at the time, right?
Correct. Yeah.
Now, were the single families cash flowing?
Well, to find cash flow, we paid cash 100% to buy the property. So when does cash flow really happen? I mean, you lay out a chunk of money. Yes, we were getting money every month, but then a tenant would, because we'd call them tenants, right? Back then, it's now we call them residents. A tenant would move out. They would trash the, you know, home. You'd put thousands of dollars in it to get it back to inhabitable, we'll say, because we didn't understand the concept of best product, best price. You know, so we did spend a lot of money. I think at the end of the day, we made some money probably, but maybe I'm being overly optimistic because I didn't look at it in terms of cash flow and return. It was like, okay, I got a check coming in every month or deposit hitting our bank account. You know, I will say it was a hobby. It wasn't really a real life plan toward my retirement goals, right? It was just, we kind of fell into it and we just did everything wrong. I'll just sum it up like that.
It's kind of like what most people do with their 401ks, right? I mean, they just kind of put it on autopilot because they're so damn busy with their real life. They don't have time for that investing stuff. And that's kind of how you guys ran your real estate, right?
Well, and I looked at like even your 401k, like ask anybody, where's your money actually going? What are those, you know, if it's a mutual fund or whatever stock, where's that money really going at the end of the day? Are you supporting terrorists and you don't even know it? I mean, that was kind of an eye opener for me. Like, wait a minute, these are organized, you know, and it really makes you stop in your tracks going, probably need to pay more attention to it. But we're not invested in 401ks or IRAs or any of that anymore. So now our money's where we can control it.
You mean you had a 401k at one time?
I did. Eric did too. We had quite a lot of money in a 401k. Better than I think the average. I mean, I hear what the averages are. I hear you talk about it and others on the radio show. And I look back going, oh, yeah, we had way more than that. Thank God I don't have any in there anymore.
Because you're doing a lot better than what you could have done if you still had a 401k based on the fact that you know how to invest correctly now, correct?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And you know, with that today and listening to all the lessons Lifestyle teach us, that 401k and IRA, they don't give you any monthly cash flow. You have to retire or hit a certain age before you can even take that money. So you just kind of stuck it in this, you know, fund or whatever and hoping one day, you know, it's going to make money. Hopefully it's going to pay me to live my life, but that's just flawed thinking.
Yeah, it's a scary proposition because for a lot of people with those 401ks, I mean, they're trying to predict how long they're going to live, how much money they're going to consume. Then we go through a radical inflationary period like we went through over the last couple of years where the price of everything just radically went up. And that has a massive impact on the amount of money we would consume out of those 401ks if we were actually retired. I've noticed in my locality, there are a lot more senior citizens bagging my groceries now than I've ever noticed before. And it's not, and I'm not just noticing them because I'm a senior citizen technically myself. I'm noticing it because that's exactly what's going on. Have you seen that?
It's absolutely true. Like we've traveled a lot. We've been going back and forth across the country. And just, you know, we want to do a quick stop, right? In a truck stop or drive through, or even just go use the potty, right? McDonald's, Dairy Queen, those types of places. And it's retired people at the counter taking your order. And we've noticed that more. And you know, I'll talk to Eric, like, did it strike you odd that everybody working in the Dairy Queen was like grandma? And we kind of laughed about it, but it's like, yeah. And I'm like, well, let's face it, they're looking for something to supplement that Social Security, or maybe they need benefits, or, you know, or I don't think it's out of boredom. I think it's more
of a necessity. If it was out of boredom, they'd be volunteering at the library or doing something that didn't pay them anything that they enjoyed doing. I can't imagine, you know, serving fries unless you're, you know, the current president. That would be very fun. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm just so glad it's not us.
I'm so glad that you and Eric found Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm so glad that Tina and I found Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm so glad that all of our fellow members found Lifestyles Unlimited because we're all changing our lives one piece of real estate at a time, right?
We talk about lifestyles to, you know, people we meet on cruises and stuff, and, you know, they want to ask, you know, well, what do you guys do? And, wow, it's really great. You guys can still travel now that you're retired. And we just kind of look at each other and laugh like, well, yeah. You know, and people start asking, you know, well, how much, you know, where do you get your money? And then you start talking and they're kind of like, take a step back, like, whoa, you're sharing this information with me. And then, I mean, I'm not going to be shy about it. I'm going to tell them I don't get paid by Lifestyles to promote Lifestyles, but I'm like, this is what changed our life. Give it a listen, you know, listen to the radio, the podcast, you know, go to a meeting, go meet some people. This is real.
What's the first thing that you bought?
We bought a 25-unit apartment that we still own, and we invested $25,000.
That's like 9 years. You've owned that for 9 years?
It's crazy, right?
Wow, what's wrong with that deal? There's got to be something wrong if you still own it for 9 years. What's going on there?
It's just a cash cow, you know, when you get all your money back and
wait a minute, like, cash cow, money back? What are you talking about? Have you lost your mind?
No, I wish I would have given more in that deal. That's the reality.
So tell us about that deal. I mean, I'm thinking it wasn't a very good deal, but apparently it was a better deal than I'm letting on. So what's going on?
So we put $25,000 in our first deal. So the end of 2017, we had to, you know, unlearn all the bad things we knew before joining Lifestyles. And then in February of 2020, so what is that, 26 months, we got all our money back and we still own it and we still cash flow. So it's been really successful, you know, and we rebought deals, but this is our first baby and we still own it.
And you got all your money back. You invested $25,000 and then they just wrote you a check for $25,000 a little while later?
It actually was a check then. I had to laugh going, wait a minute, was that a check or an ACH? No, it's actually a check. It's actually a check.
So what's that thing doing today? I mean, you've got no money invested in it. I mean, the $25,000 of capital that you put in the deal, they gave it back to you. So you've got $0 invested. So was it paying you $0 a month? How's that work?
No. We still get our distros on it every quarter. It's just running like clockwork.
If I'm going back to my business school days, I learned that if you have $0 invested into an investment asset and that asset is paying you an income stream, by default, you have an infinite rate of return. Is that what you're telling me? You've got an infinite rate of return on this thing?
We do.
Is that why you still own it?
Well, correct. Yeah, that's true. But that happens a lot. I mean, that is not an anomaly. That, you'll hear that from other Lifestyles members. You know, that is true. It's just, it just changes the way you think about it, right? You put your money in and you get money back, and then you get all your initial investment back and you still own it and you still get money.
So what'd you do with that 25 grand? Did you and Eric go out and buy a boat, jet skis? Did you party like Vikings? What did you do with that money?
We reinvested the money. We put it into like the next deal and the next deal and the next deal. That's what you do with lifestyles, is you just continue to, you know, chunk away. You know, our goal initially was to get to $1 million. And so after we got to $1 million, we're like, okay, we should probably get to $2 million. And then some property sold, and we fell below $2 million, so we got to get back back up. So this year, that's what we're going to do with a couple of apartment communities that are on the market right now that will sell. Two are undergoing a cash out refi. We'll have a substantial chunk of money to get back to the next multifamily deal, two or three more.
Okay, let's. I'm gonna stop having fun with you. I'm gonna get a little more serious. Although I enjoyed having fun with you, let's talk about the numbers. How much capital did you and Eric start with? What was your investment seed that you looked to deploy back when you bought that first asset at $25,000?
I think the first one we just had that money in savings. We just thought, well, let's try it. It was hard, right? Giving money to people that we had only known for a few short months. And then when we realized, wait a minute, we need to really ratchet it up, we looked at things like our IRAs and 401ks, and we're like, yep, that's not going to get it for us. Let's cash those out, you know, pay the penalty on those. We had to pay penalties. We had a paid off mortgage. So a few years later, we took a cash out refi. And, you know, I thought it was like 300K, but now that I'm looking at my spreadsheet, it was a little more than 300K. Again, invest that money. And then that got us to $1 million. That got us to $1 million in 4 years.
So you turned 300,000 into $1 million in 4 years. And if I heard you correctly just a few moments ago, you said you turned that million into 2 million?
Yes. Then we just kept investing. Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. How long did it take to get that second million? Was it 4 years again, or?
Let me look at my spreadsheet. It took two more years.
2 years. So you turned 300 into a million in 4 years, and then you turned a million into 2 million in 2 years. I like the trend line here. I really am liking the trend line.
Yeah, and then we just started traveling a lot and just living our life, and because that's when, you know, corporate America had another plan for me. So at the end
of 22,
I got that phone call, that email saying you're terminated, you're fired,
what?
You're out of a job. Yeah, yep. And so
what'd you do wrong?
I did nothing wrong. I was exemplary. I was running global programs. It's just, you know, corporate America, I was an easy target because I was high income, like high salary, got to make cuts end of the year. And so I was expendable, just like everybody listening who works for corporate America. Here's my little soapbox. Don't think your position is secure, because you can be the best of the best of the best until one day they decide we don't want you anymore. You're still the best of the best of the best, but they had other plans.
And your life is now disrupted.
Yeah, it was totally disruptive. I mean, because like when I look back, if I hadn't been let go, we'll say let go. That's an easier word than fired. I think forward, I probably would have still been working like years. I would have kept working because I really loved what I did. I was passionate about what I did. I was very good at what I did. But now I look back going, what the heck was I thinking? You know? So everybody listening who still works on corporate America, just realize you need to make a plan to replace that W-2 income and do it quickly.
Yeah, and Lifestyles Unlimited helped you do that, because I mean, you'd already been working on a plan. So when the hammer came down and you were determined to be non-essential, were you retired real estate wise at that time, or did you have to go back to work?
No, I was completely real estate retired. In fact, I was looking at my spreadsheet earlier, and now in 2021, so that was 4 years. In 2021, that's when my real estate lifestyles, the income from real estate, passive real estate, exceeded my salary by more than 100K. That's when I was retired from corporate America. But I continued to work for another, like through the end of 2022.
Why?
Well, I don't know why. I was so dedicated to my to my job, I guess.
I think the real problem is you were stuck on doing the same thing over and over and over and over and over again. You didn't know how to wean off of it.
I think so. I think you just, you know, and I know people who still work and probably don't have to if they could get out. But yeah, it's just flawed belief. I guess I just thought like I had to work till I got to 62 or... You know, you had to get to that certain number, and you had to, because that's what we had been taught. You got to work till you can, you know, collect Social Security or whatever that looks like. And so I just mentally was wired like I got to keep working because everybody I was, you know, working with kept working, and silly belief.
Yeah, but again, like I started the show, things from the past impacting us in the present. And we're not 100% sure whether we should, you know, blow it off or not, right? Because we're so conditioned, especially we were conditioned by people that we loved, that we respected, that loved us, that respected us, that wanted the best for us. We wanted the best for ourselves, and we did what everybody else did, only to get to a certain place in our life where we realized it just wasn't working. For you and me, that moment hit in 2017. We were in completely different places in our lives, but we had the exact same problem, and we needed the exact same solution. You found it, I found it, and the people listening to us, I just hope they find it. What do you think?
Absolutely, I hope they find it. You got to make a plan for success, because if not, you're going to fail. Corporate America will fail you. IRAs will fail you. 401ks will fail you.
Well, hey, Robin, I want to thank you for being on the show today. I know you've made a difference in somebody's life. I know you've put a little spark in somebody's saddle that made him go, well, maybe I ought to do something a little different. And if you've helped just one person realize that they can achieve what you've achieved, they can achieve what I've achieved, they can achieve what the members of Lifestyles Unlimited have achieved, you, my friend, you've made a solid difference in somebody's life. If you want to do what I'm doing, you want to do what Robin's doing, go to lifestylesunlimited.com. Sign up for a free workshop just like we did, and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.